The Truth News Network. When the media spread their web of lies, you need a guide to walk you through the labyrinth. His name is Newman. Dan Newman.
And just take my hand. We'll walk through this story together today. We're talking about one that is top, front, and center on everybody's mind, every newscast. Baltimore. Elijah Cummings and President Trump. Baltimore is burning. And it is on fire, folks. And it has been for some time. We'll get into specifics in a moment that bears this out. The last few days have found the president and Baltimore resident and Congressman Elijah Cummings going after each other in the press, and it's ugly. It's really ugly. Not because Democrats and their communications arm, the mainstream media, pipe in and all cry in unison, Trump is a racist. His attacks on Representative Cummings in the city of Baltimore are racist. He's a racist. It's not because of that. Racism is not Baltimore's problem. Or is it? Well, let's identify the problem. Baltimore's problem isn't a unique one. In fact, large cities across the nation face the exact same problem. The problem is not that they need more money. The problem is the money they have that comes in total from taxpayers is not being spent wisely. And there's no accountability for the waste and corruption that those dollars end up funding. The problem source? Well, the source seems to be the plethora of money from the feds to help Baltimore fix itself, fix its high crime rate, its raging unemployment, incorrigible public education system, homelessness, corruption in local government, and that list goes on and on and on. Baltimore's political leadership can cry foul as loud as they want against the Trump administration and the president himself, but those cries are now beginning to fall on deaf ears. The federal government has buried Baltimore in free taxpayer dollars, and it began with President Obama. Remember that stimulus program when Obama first took office? Billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars went to programs in cities and operations all around the country to stimulate the nation's economy. Well, Obama said this, massive investments in urban communities could make a difference right now. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings said, we have to invest in our cities and our children. And House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who also represents Maryland, by the way, said, but we're going to have to, as a country, invest if we're going to have the kinds of communities that we want. But the idea that we haven't been investing in Baltimore is nonsense. Federal and state money poured into the city for decades, from fiscal years 03 to 2013, which is the last year for which these reports are available. Baltimore received at least $2.4 billion in federal assistance and another $1.8 billion in state aid. The city also received roughly $1.8 billion in federal stimulus money. And this doesn't count the billions of dollars received directly by the people who live in Baltimore through various social welfare programs, primarily funded, in addition to that $1.8 given by the federal government. The social and welfare programs are federally funded. Yet nearly a quarter of the people in the city still today live in poverty. That's 65% above the national level. 65% above the national level. We've clearly been throwing a lot of money at poverty in Baltimore with very little, if any, positive result. Part of the problem, unsurprisingly, is that the city does not make very good use of the money it receives. Under Obama, Baltimore received $9.5 million in federal funds to deal specifically with the city's growing homeless problem. That's for 1 year. But according to an audit by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the city did not properly monitor the homelessness funds, paid providers according to a preset formula rather than actual expenditures, lost track of money in several cases, and paid city staffers based on estimates, not the actual time they spent on grant activities. The city ended up having to repay nearly a third of that money. Not to worry, though. Baltimore expects to receive another $20 million plus in homelessness assistance from the feds this year and next year and the year after that, and so on and so on. Similarly, the city may end up having to repay a federal education grant designed to help the city's poor schools. After an audit by the Department of Education found that much of the money was actually used for dinner cruises, makeovers, and meals. And a new audit of a city program to help low-income families with heating and energy bills found that nearly 20% of payments were unsupported by paperwork, and others had missing or incorrect information. Some bills were paid multiple times, while still other payments were made to families that didn't even live in the city. But if it's not just a question of waste, fraud, and abuse, what is it? Even when the money was spent as intended, it has done little good. Remember that $1.4 billion in federal stimulus spending? $1.4 billion. Think about that. What makes $1 billion? That's 1,000 times a million. Think about that. Just for grins, you do the math. How many jobs should $1.4 billion, how many new jobs should have been created? Well, according to the government's official website, recovery.gov, that spending, that $1.4 billion, generated, drumroll here, 64 permanent jobs. 64 permanent jobs. I'm not even going to do the math. You divide $1.4 billion by 64 and see how much each one of those jobs actually cost federal taxpayers. The Washington Post reported how the federal and state government spent more than $130 million rejuvenating the Sandtown area in Baltimore. You remember that's where Freddie Gray was arrested right before those riots began? Barely half of the working-age population is employed today, according to a recent report from the Justice Policy Institute and the Prison Policy Initiative. The neighborhood lacks a supermarket or even a single restaurant, not even a fast food outlet. More than 60% of people over 25 have less than a high school diploma, and about half of current high school students are chronically absent. Life expectancy, 10 years lower than the national average. Baltimore spends $16,578 a year per pupil in their schools. That's roughly 52% above the national average, and the fourth most of any major city. The majority of that money comes not from the city itself, but from the state and, of course, the federal government. Yet more than a quarter of Baltimore students fail to graduate from high school. Fewer than half of high school students in Baltimore passed the last Maryland High School Assessment Test. SAT scores for Baltimore students are more than 100 points below the national average. Why do we think it's going to be any different if we simply throw more money at the problem? And yes, they would love the feds to send more money. Worse, the focus on spending more money distracts from those things we know actually do lift people out of poverty. There are few better routes out of poverty than a job. Fewer than 3% of those working full-time in the nation live in poverty. Yet Maryland has one of the most anti-business tax and regulatory climates in the nation. And Baltimore adds its own layer of excessive taxes and regulatory bureaucracy. Education reform is another key to lifting people out of poverty. Drop out of school, and you're likely to be poor. Graduate from college, you're probably not going to be. Yet Maryland radically restricts parental choice and teacher accountability. And any effective anti-poverty program will try to reduce out-of-wedlock birth and single parenting. Households headed by a single mother are more than five times more likely to be poor compared with married couple families. But in Baltimore, two-thirds of the births in the city are to unmarried mothers, and almost 60% of households are headed by single parents. Yet, our welfare system continues to discourage family formation. Of course, we need to do something to lift the people of Baltimore and other struggling cities out of poverty. But that something is not continuing to throw good money after bad. So let's just quickly here, in bullet point form, look at Baltimore's current economic numbers. Real estate. The median home in Baltimore is $113,500, according to Zillow. Baltimore home values have declined 3.2% over the past year, and Zillow predicts they'll fall 4.2% within the next year. The median list price per square foot in Baltimore is $144, which is lower than the Baltimore-Columbia-Towson metro average of $190. The median rent price in Baltimore, $1,400 a month, which is lower than the Baltimore-Columbia-Towson metro median of $1,650. The unemployment rate in Baltimore City was at 5.10% in May. Compare that to Maryland State 3.8% unemployment rate in June of this year, while the national average sits at 3.7%. The typical household income in Baltimore, $46,641 a year ago, while the average family in the U.S. saw annual earnings of $57,652. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the Census Bureau, the poverty rate in Charm City, Maryland, came in at 22.4% in 2017 compared to the national average of less than half that almost, 12.3%. Baltimore ranked as number 129 out of 150, or 21 spots from the bottom of the list. What list? WalletHub's list of 2019's best and worst run cities in America. The city also took the number 3 spot on 24/7 Wall Street's recent list of the most dangerous cities in America. The number 1 spot, St. Louis, Missouri, while Detroit took the number 2 spot. And by the way, the murder rate per capita, Baltimore, way, way, way up in the number 1 spot in the nation. In 2012, Baltimore rang in $5,871 in retail sales per capita, compared to the national average of $13,443. That again, according to the Census Bureau. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to look specifically at the Cummings-Trump feud, and it is a feud, and we're going to talk about what's really going on, and it's not economics, and it's not racism in Baltimore. All that just ahead at truthnewsnet.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
Back to what's going on in Baltimore. Well, no matter what else is going on, one thing is for certain that's happening. The Cummings-Trump feud, it has been brutal. It is no secret that Representative Cummings, as head of the House Oversight Committee, has steadily attacked President Trump personally and professionally since 2016. Mr. Trump ratcheted up the feud last week with a series of tweets excoriating the deplorable conditions in Baltimore, placing the blame squarely on the shoulders of the Maryland congressman. It's not surprising that Cummings has continually fired back in like kind. But what is shameful is that the allegations made by the president were not original. In fact, Trump's statements of Baltimore being rat-infested and in horrible and deplorable conditions, those claims have been previously touted by numerous others in politics. Presidential candidate on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders, has called conditions at Baltimore like those in a third world country. Several of others, Maryland politicians, have weighed in too. In fact, the Baltimore mayor, who recently resigned, stated herself that the city was rat-infested. She could smell the rats when she walked through parts of the city. Of course, Democrats and members of the mainstream media immediately turned Trump's criticism of Baltimore into pure racism. Why? Well, Cummings is African-American. So any criticism of any kind of him professionally, the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland, could certainly be driven by one and only thing. Racism, right? But here's a word from Mr. Cummings, all other Democrats, and Baltimore residents and politicians. Baltimore is burning. It's on fire with racism, crime, poverty, poor public education, health care, much homelessness, and government waste and corruption. So let's end this today with a topic that is political, personal, divisive, and controversial at best. Racism that is now front and center because of President Trump, Representative Elijah Cummings, and Baltimore. The label of racist has been hurled at President Trump nonstop over his very visible public attacks against the conditions in Baltimore. Of course, he is labeled as primarily responsible Baltimore's leading federal advocate and resident, Representative Cummings. The Democrat heavyweight wields significant power in D.C. He's chairman of the House Oversight Committee, which supervises pretty much every department in the executive branch of government, at least financially. And in his gun sights has been this president, who Mr. Cummings detests vehemently, and he never misses an opportunity to tell those on the other end of a network microphone or TV camera. Cummings didn't just recently start his Trump attacks, and they've been extraordinarily crude and derisive since the 2016 election. Naturally, joining Mr. Cummings in his cries of racism against this president are almost every Democrat in federal and state office, and of course, the fawning Democrat media. And this topic is what we're going to close this story with today. Elijah Cummings and the rest of Americans, Democrats, are either innocently or purposely missing what's really going on in this spat. And what's going on has nothing to do with racism, folks. Further, it is beyond disingenuous for Cummings, all these Democrat, especially the Democrat presidential candidates, House and Senate Democrat leaders, and every Democrat who has joined in the mob cries of racism. Why is that? Pay close attention to what we are saying next. First, Mr. Trump is by far not the first to reference the rat infestation in Baltimore. In fact, Baltimore's mayor, as we said, did so herself. Secondly, Mr. Cummings and all of his hate-filled attacks against President Trump has never sought actual and real and specific federal government assistance. In fact, in the Freddie Gray demonstrations turned riots, Baltimore made very clear they did not want federal help. And regarding additional federal financial support, Cummings has been virtually quiet. Why is that? Well, I think part of it is they've gotten a whole lot of money. More than we told you about a moment ago, that in just a couple of seconds. It could be because the Department of Housing and Urban Development Regional Administrator, Lynn Patton, appeared just days ago on Fox News and took note of just how much federal money has been steered into Cummings District, which is nearly 53% black. And the money that wasn't sent there during the Obama stimulus program, but during a Trump presidency. Listen closely. Ms. Patton said this, quote, President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings' district in federal grants, she said. We have given more money, she continued, in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration did in 8 years. We've given more money in community development grants. Patton then asked, What are you actually doing with the money so that it benefits residents in the community for once instead of deep pocket crooked politicians? Wow. It is blatantly clear that what is being heard from the White House about Baltimore certainly cannot be called racism. Say what you want about the president's tweets, his in-your-face responses to the myriad of personal and political attacks from all sides, screaming about his insistence for federal law enforcement persons to do exactly what they are supposed to do, enforce the law. That's not racist, folks. By the way, just so you don't forget, every one of those federal lawmakers, everyone, with one hand raised and one on a Bible, pledged to support and defend the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, which is the laws of the United States that members of Congress devised, agreed to, and they sent to the White House and they were signed into law. How is it okay for any of them to want laws of the country to not be enforced? And should they not expect this president and any other president to see to it that those who serve in the Department of Justice do just that, enforce U.S. laws? Just to mention, these 2020 Democrat presidential candidates are to a person advocating for illegal immigrants and American citizens to violate existing federal laws. Folks, anyone that steps a foot on U.S. soil from any border, Canada, the southern border, or comes into a port of entry and does so without having legal invitation to do so, is a criminal. They're violating U.S. federal law. Many of them actually serve in the House and Senate, where any laws they don't like and they think should not be enforced can be changed. Why don't they just change the laws they don't like? Answer that question, and I think you'll come up with the real problem in Baltimore and a lot of other places in the U.S. The problem today is not Elijah Cummings. It's not Donald Trump. And it's not racism. No, Donald Trump is not a racist. He has a 50-plus year business reputation that dramatically refutes that he is a racist. And think about this. One of the certainties in the life of every bigot and every racist is that they not only verbally attack people of other races vehemently, but their attacks are always the denigration of them specifically because of their skin color. Trump has never done that. If you think that he has, think about this. Do you not believe that every MSNBC reporter, every CNN reporter, every ABC, CBS, NBC, every Washington Post, every New York Times reporter would give their left little finger to have that on tape so they could show the nation? For anyone that disagrees with that assumption of mine, feel free to send me specific examples that support the other position, that he is racist. Quotations, video proof, send those to me, and we will post those here with our apology. So what is the problem? When people scream that others are racist without citing specific examples that prove those allegations, what they are doing is the real problem. Folks, racism is a serious problem, no doubt about it. There are many ways to deal with it, too. Screaming ad nauseum that someone is a racist is not one of the ways to make it better. It comes to this. If Mr. Trump is truly a racist, why would he authorize his Department of Urban Development to invest $16 billion more in Baltimore for its many issues in just 1 year alone? Secondly, if he is a racist, nothing anyone says or nothing anyone can or will do is going to change him. In case you've forgotten, here are the three Webster's definitions of racism. One, the belief that race accounts for differences in human character or ability, and that a particular race is superior to others. That's one type of racism. Discrimination or prejudice based on race alone is the second. The belief that each race has distinct and intrinsic attributes that are better or less than others is the third kind. So go ahead, send me some specific examples that prove Mr. Trump is racist. In the meantime, do you want to know what really is wrong in Baltimore? The cause certainly is not money. The cause is poor planning, poor leadership, virtually no accountability for local and state government either. How else can a city receive billions of federal dollars specifically to address those issues, followed by $16 billion more, and achieve virtually no positive results? Representative Cummings, other Democrats in the media can cry racist all they want to at the president, but they're saying that does not make it true. And even if it is true, how does that cause all the crap going on in Baltimore? It's been happening for many years, way before a Trump presidency. Oops, gotta apologize here. I used the phrase all the crap in Baltimore, and I should have said all the rats in Baltimore instead. I'm sorry. Thank you for joining us here today at Truth News Network. Don't like these things, these feuds. I don't like President Trump getting into it on a personal level with any lawmaker. But it's a two-way street. Somebody needs to defuse it. And by the way, President Trump is going to counter every attack against his policies from anyone. And I got to tell you this, I really believe if and when the president's wrong on policy and he's confronted with it, he'll cave. He'll admit it. He may not like it, but he'll admit it. This is not one of those cases. Until we get together again, folks, have a great day. So long, everyone.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.